York. As you heard Sean just say, that there are many people who are struggling, who are suffering, who are looking for that meal, looking for that few rand to put some food on the table. Many of them not being able to work, many of them unemployed. Many of them are simply just hustlers who make their way or make their meager earnings looking for scrap. And those what we would call the working poor of South Africa. But there is this group in the middle, this working middle class group of South Africans, not rich enough to live comfortably and live securely during this lockdown, but also not poor enough to get a hand up from the government, to get a food parcel, to get a grant. What happens to them during this lockdown? Many of them have bonds to pay, needs to pay rent, have schooled children to clothe and feed. Mushfika Bwirt is the head of research and consumer education at National Debt Advisors, joining me on the line. Mushfika, a lot has been talked, and rightfully so, concentrating on the most vulnerable in South Africa's society. It's the unemployed and the particularly those who are underemployed, just trying to survive. But we also need to throw some light onto what happens to this missing middle, this working to middle class who earn enough to get by, but in time of lockdown where it's short time and it's cut salaries and it's unpaid leave, they're also struggling during this period.
Hi, Lester. Thanks for having me, and thanks for having the show, which actually sheds the light on this group of people, because I think that we have been concentrating, and like you said, rightfully so, on those who live in poverty and those who live below the breadline. What we need to take into account is that COVID-19, the subsequent lockdown, and the subsequent change in employment and earning statistics from that, we're living in unprecedented times. Nobody planned for this. Employees didn't plan, employers didn't plan. So if, when we're looking at somebody that's earning 3,000 rand a month, and you looked at somebody who was earning 30,000 rand a month, you would definitely say the one is middle class and the other one isn't.
Yeah, but also the definition of middle class is so broad in South Africa. I read one report where it said that anyone as earning as little as 3,000 rand to and beyond is middle class. I then read a report that says that middle class should actually look at not on net income, but on consumption. And that is that range they gave, from anyone who spends from 24 rand to 250 rand a day could be considered middle class. So it's a huge spread of people in this band that we call middle class South Africans.
And again, it comes down because South Africa is one of the most unequal countries in the world, and we have to acknowledge that. And what we also have to acknowledge is that the person who was earning 30,000 rand a month, in all probability, had expenses which was equal to what they were earning. They were lucky; they would have had some money left aside every month that they could put away as savings. But if you were earning 30,000 rand a month, or 20,000 rand a month for that matter, your 20,000 rand a month, if during time of lockdown, your 20,000 rand a month has been brought down to 15,000 rand a month, but your expenditure was in at 19,000 rand a month. At 20,000 rand a month, you were living comfortably, covering everything that you needed to. At 19,000 rand a month, you're going to have to make a change in your lifestyle. But at 15,000 rand a month, the change in the lifestyle has to be made. Your salary comes down to 10,000 rand a month. It's now a matter of survival. Yeah. If, however, you do not receive any salary, you are then worse off than the person who is now still receiving 3,000 rand a month.
I spoke to one woman who is currently going through, her household income is less 30% than last month because of short time and because of cut salaries. That's 30% less than what she's earning, what they're getting into the household. It's still money, but she feels that, and she says this with the utmost humility, she feels that she's worse off than an unemployed person because she now is uncertain about a bond that she needs to pay, bills that she needs to pay. And many people could rightfully say, but who says you must spend all your money, Mushfika? Who says you must spend your total 20,000 rand income?
Agreed, but then we are living in a time of consumption. We are living in a time where if you are earning 20,000 rand a month, you are going to say, you know what, I want to have give my family some security, and I'm going to take a bond out for my home. I want to have a vehicle. I want to pay my child's school fees. I want to this, that, and the other. So it really is a matter of, we are not talking about having to spend all your money. We are talking about living beyond your means. If you don't have to go and lend money at the end of the month, Esther, if you are not short money at the end of the month, then is that really such a bad thing? If all the money that you have coming in covers all your expenditure and it covers and you live comfortably, is anybody in the position to say to you, well, you shouldn't be doing that? Yeah. The problem comes in that many South Africans are not in that position. Many South Africans are in the position where they are relying on credit, where they are making debt in order to survive. Mm. And that is the dangerous position to be in, where your expenditure is so much more than your income. When your expenditure is less than your income and something happens, you cut down on your expenditure. Mm. You cut down on your expenditure and immediately you'll be freeing up some money. But when your expenditure isn't that much, but your debt repayments are, and I'm not talking about frivolous debt. I'm not talking about superficial debt. I'm talking about the repayment just on your bond, the repayment just on your vehicle.
So-called good debt. It is the bond, it is your car.
It is the bond, it is the car. And I'm not talking about debt necessarily. Also, I'm talking about payments. I'm talking about school fees. Some school fees, if your child is not at a public school, the school fees are higher than that at a public school. Those are all things which you have budgeted for. But if your income is affected, all of that's going to be affected. And that's where I find from the research and analysis that we've done it in there is that that's where many people are finding themselves. Many people, again, and all, you know, do we stand in judgment of the fact that nobody saw this coming? Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to say we should have had X, Y, and Z in place. We should have had a policy in place. We should have had some savings in place. Yes, that's the topic for a different show. Right now,
5 weeks ago, I would have said something differently, Mushfika, but now I don't blame any South African. Because if businesses are folding after 4 or 5 weeks of lockdown because they say they don't have money, then it's not a South African, just an average consumer thing who doesn't save. It is essentially our entire culture that doesn't save. So I don't judge people too harshly nowadays who say that if they don't have the income for the next month or two, then they are really in dire straits come month three. And that reflects every single other business industry.
On businesses, we're finding the biggest multinationals, the biggest multi-million rand companies are having to close doors. And it's rightfully so. If those companies didn't see this coming and don't have resources set aside for it, do we expect the average South African to? Something that is a big concern for me is that when we look in terms of our distribution of food parcels, of help that we are giving those, we normally tend to look and say, okay, these are the poorer areas in our community. And a lot of people are doing a lot of good work. There are so many, there are so many heroes out there. It is unbelievable. It actually warms your heart to see how many people care about other people. But I do see that we are concentrating more on our poorer areas, again, rightfully so, because that is where we see the need to be. I must, however, say that the need in areas that we would not think it to be is there. Everybody across the board has been affected. And something that as a society we have to acknowledge is that we have failed to create platforms for people to speak about being in need.
Mushfika, people are embarrassed. People are embarrassed to ask for help. I spoke to Mark Nicholson of in Lavendale Football Club, who runs a soup kitchen there for children there. And he says that they are what people would describe as well-to-do, working to middle-class people. After everything is done, then giving him a call and saying, Mark, is there anything left? Do you have another parcel? Because they were too shy, being in fallen on tough times during this lockdown, to come downstairs, to come stand in a line and to ask for help. And that says a lot.
That does say a lot. It also says a lot about the guilt and shame that we feel as South Africans for being in a bad financial situation. Yet there are so many people before COVID-19, before the lockdown came, who were already in the situation, middle class or not, where they actually needed to be standing in a line for the food parcel. But there is so much guilt and shame associated with it. We have not created the platform for people to speak openly about finances, for people to be able to be vulnerable about their money. And right now, that pride is actually what stands in the way of survival or not. And I really think that we have to, and as much as we then say, well, if they don't ask for help, how are we supposed to know that they need help? And therefore, I'm making the request that, you know what, reach out. And not only to those who you think may need help, pick up the phone. You know what, ask the question. You might just be very surprised by the answer that you get in return.
Mushfika Buerta, she's the head of research and consumer education at National Debt Advisors. If you're one of those people who would consider yourself in any regular, normal period, you know, fairly settled South African, you meet your obligations, you have some to spare, you are middle class, but during this lockdown or have fallen on hard times, you may not be able to even pay your rent at the end of this month. Give me a call, 021-446-0567. You can remain anonymous or send me a WhatsApp or a voice note, 072-567-1567. I want to hear from you.